In Pennsylvania, a very tardy state budget is pinching school districts that depend on those dollars to open their doors. Some are sacrificing programs or taking out loans. WHYY's Laura Benchoff has this story from Chester Upland, a district in Delaware County where the staff is working without pay.
So with the ringing of the bell, we will officially open our 2015-2016 school year.
Local officials welcomed students back to Chester Upland schools this morning with bells and talk of bucking up in the face of the district's financial challenges. Here's State Representative Thaddeus Kirkland.
I know that a lot of people think that we're going through some struggles, and we are. I know that a lot of people want Chester Upland to fail. Well, they've been wanting Chester Upland to fail for the past 20-plus years. And each and every time we've risen like the phoenix.
The small city of Chester and its school district, Chester Upland, have been financially distressed for more like 25 years. The struggles Kirkland's talking about now include relying on the state for most of Chester Upland's funding, when the state budget is missing in action, and extra high charter school tuition payments for special education students. What leaders didn't mention by name was how the financial burden has landed on Chester Upland staff, including teacher Daria Jackson.
You get the construction paper, and it has letters A through Z.
The day before students returned, Jackson, who's a special education teacher, was putting the finishing touches on her classroom at Stetzer Elementary School.
Then I have a display here, lights, camera, action. We are learning with Ms. Jackson, so that's where I'm going to post students' samples of work.
Like a lot of teachers, Jackson pays for many of her classroom materials out of pocket. Unlike a lot of teachers, she doesn't know when she'll see her first paycheck this year. With no state funding trickling down to schools, last week district officials told staff they couldn't make payroll. The staff voted to come back to work anyway.
When we first make the decision, it's like, wait, did we just say that? But we know what we're doing. Like, we've done this before.
In the course of Chester Upland's budget struggles, this isn't the first time it's run out of money. But it is the first time the state hasn't been in a position to bail it out. That leaves many districts where money is tight in a holding pattern, says Jackson.
We're first in line, but, you know, who's behind us? It's a lot of school districts that's right behind us, so it's tough. It's tough.
Philadelphia is in the process of taking out a $275 million loan to pay for some of its expenses until state dollars start flowing. Another school district cut payments to charter schools while waiting for Harrisburg to act. Earlier this year, Democratic Governor Tom Wolf tried to push through a budget that would have added $400 million to education funding, paid for by taxing things like shale gas drilling. The legislature unanimously rejected Wolf's budget. In return, Wolf vetoed a Republican-authored plan. Steve Miskin is a spokesman for the House Republican Caucus.
The hardest hit right now are those most reliant of state and federal dollars. And they're the ones, you know, the governor's full veto is hitting them smack on the chin.
Supporters of the governor's budget proposal say it was necessary to restore dwindling education dollars. Here's Jeff Sheridan, a spokesman for Governor Wolf.
The governor's budget proposal took a hugely important first step in restoring the funds that were cut by Republicans over the last 4 years.
State leaders on both sides say they're sorry, but it's the other guy's fault that Chester Upland teachers aren't getting paid. The teachers don't care whose fault it is. As Chester Upland opened its doors for the first day of school, members of the teachers' union handed out flyers asking parents to call their local legislators, urging them to go back to Harrisburg and pass a budget.
All right, man, good morning. We're just saying thank you to the teachers for coming to work. Look on the back of the number, find your state rep, and have them call there and pass their budget.
All right.
But Miskin says the Capitol leadership doesn't feel that pressure yet.
Today, no. But it will.
In the meantime, Chester Upland teacher Daria Jackson is accentuating the positive.
Well, as of right now, as you see, our lights are on, the water's running, so everyone's getting prepared. You can see everyone's ready, and we're hopeful, and I believe everything will work out eventually.
For WHYY, I'm Laura Benchoff.